PR Central lease. Men's tour.
Mr. Jones, members of council, thank you for having me here tonight. I was a little inspired by the presentation to Dr. Bash and the discussion of Dr. Allen earlier today, and thinking back to those times and the work that they did and many in our community did that inspired the investment in our community and community schools, and Charlottesville High School, Buford Middle School, Walker Upper Elementary School, Jackson Via. And we found ourselves as a city with an asset at that time, the McGuffey School, and decided as a community to make an investment in the local arts scene. And the local arts scene responded in kind and decided to make an investment in the community and form the McGuffey Arts Association. And we've had that relationship for almost 39 years. Next October will be the 40th year, and we're very excited with the way that that's inspired the McGuffey Arts Association and the community to think about what's next for them and for the building and for the next 40 years. So staff is putting forward a two-year lease at this time with two optional one-year extensions in order to give the association and their board and their many members time to work with the city and time to investigate its alternatives to craft a vision for the future and finalize that vision. There may be people here to speak to that end, but if there are any questions you might have for me at this time, I'd be happy to answer them.
Are there any questions or clarification on lease before we have a public hearing?
And I understand that the folks with the McGuffey Center have submitted a written
statement. They're here to speak
also. Oh, okay, great. All right.
Okay. Have a seat, please.
Thank you.
I'll open the public hearing on this item. One person, Mr. Bob Anderson, has been signed up.
Good evening. Mr. Mayor, council members, and Mr. City Manager, thank you for having us this evening. My name is Bob Anderson. I live at 310 12th Street Northeast. I am currently, and for the next 28 days, president of the McGuffey Arts Association. I originally, as you may know, we have at least 150 members now, including all of our associate members. And a number of people wanted to come this evening to support us. Looking at the number of people in this council chamber tonight, I'm glad they all didn't come. And in order to make things as short as possible, I'm simply going to ask other members who are here in support of us to simply stand up, let their presence be known. See, half of them have left already. thank you very much. We simply want to thank you all very much for the great support we've had from you for the time that you've been here as council members. We really appreciate it. We feel that we are a great asset to the city, and we have a lot of incredibly exciting plans for the next couple of years where we're going to try and really change things for the better and come up with some more exciting ideas on things we'd like to be doing. On the written report I've given you and a separate statement that I sent to you by email today, I elaborate on some of that. And, you know, again, given the busy evening you have, I don't want to take any more time. I simply wanted to thank you all.
Do you like to make any comments?
No, I was just here in case there are any questions that you needed answered.
David, introduce yourself.
I'm Dave Berzonski. I'm the current vice president of McGuffey. I live at 808 Rockland, and so I'm just here with Bob because we work together on the McGuffey Council, and I just want to agree with him and thank you all for your support over many years, some of you, and we look very forward with a lot of excitement to what we're working on in the future, and so we hope we have your support moving forward.
Thank you. Is there anybody else who would like to speak on this item?
I'll have questions afterwards, but we need to finish the public hearing first.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else who would like to speak on this? If not, I'll close public hearing. Questions for the council?
Go ahead, Dee. I'll go after you.
Oh, okay. I do actually have a couple questions.
You might want to
now that you
back.
Got comfortable.
I just in reading, it's always fun to read your annual report, and I went on your website and such, and then our lease, and there seemed to be a little bit of a discrepancy with whether you're a nonprofit. Can you just verify?
We are not a nonprofit.
Okay. In our lease, it actually refers to you as having to be a nonprofit. I don't know if Mr. Brown, I don't want to put you on the spot, but and we can address it later. But it's a little surprising you're a nonprofit. Are you? And then you said something about maybe going to be.
In the next beginning at the, I guess in September, I will no longer be president at McGuffey, but I'm taking on a special role of examining the possibility or an avenue which we can follow to become a nonprofit. We never have been. There was one point in history when they tried to become one and somebody goofed something up and it all fell apart. But we're very serious about it. We're right now, one of the things we're looking at is the next 40 years. We're going to be celebrating our 40th anniversary. So we're really at a point where we feel we need to be kind of reinventing ourselves and defining where we're going. And one of the first things on that list is to become a nonprofit. There's so many things that we could be doing. There's so many opportunities that we have missed out on by not being a nonprofit. But the answer, no. We're not a nonprofit.
You're not a nonprofit. Yeah, I actually have a couple more questions. And it's exciting that you're going to be 40. There's a lot of anniversaries coming up next year, so in Charlottesville, it's just going to be an exciting time, and you guys will just add to that. Could you just tell us a little bit about your incubator. I know this is one of your initiatives that was spurred by some.
You want to talk?
Interest on the council's
share
part.
This.
Yeah, we have an incubator studio now, which is basically we have identified a space in the building, a full classroom that is normally divided into two spaces for two artists, and we have been seeking for a long time an opportunity to bring into the building perhaps less established artists or younger artists who are just starting out in their careers and try to give those and also people from different sociocultural backgrounds a chance to participate in what's going on at McGuffey Arts Center. And so we have recently found a space and divided it up into five spaces, and we are almost entirely complete with filling those spaces, and we're incredibly excited with the people that we have found. And they will be invited in as guest artists without, for a year will be the period that they'll be able to be there without having to go through the traditional jury process in which people submit their work to be accepted by the other members of McGuffey Association. With that in mind, we've also been moving towards ways to expand the way in which our jury process happens so that we can include more members of the community who are interested in what we're doing, and so we can have the opportunity to share the seriousness of the work that people do with the larger community. And so we're very, very excited about that particular space. And that'll begin on July 1st.
Beyond the annual report, does the city require anything from you in terms of looking at, you know, who you serve, who, you know, all that? And maybe this is a more appropriate question for the city, because compared to like the eight, because I'm going to ask a question that you may not actually know the reference to, compared to the ABRT process or the what we require of contractual organizations, how does this compare?
We do not. They do not have to go through the ABRT process for the lease.
And nothing comparable to that is
none.
Yeah, we have a lot of self-imposed regulations and goals that we set for ourselves, but it has not been required by the city. It's something that we've done. I think it was when we were first established, it was an understanding between the artists and the community that we would make a major effort to do outreach into the community and to do things that involve the community in the arts and the process of what we're trying to do at McGuffey. But there is nothing on the books anywhere that says we have to do this, that, or the other.
So you don't have to submit an audit or anything like that?
No.
Because we're not giving them cash, which is what the audit was for. But I think that some of the public outreach things is an interesting way.
Well, I enjoy the McGuffey Arts Center. I enjoy the exhibitions, the events that go on there. You have like a Saturday morning open house or something. What is that? Where people can just come in and sort of prowl around the building and look at the artists at work.
That's every day except Monday.
Okay. And from when to when?
You must be working the rest of the time.
Yeah, I must be. From when to when? 9?
We open at 10 in the morning and close at 6 in the evening, except on Sundays when it's from 1 until 5.
Okay. Well, those events
are closed on Mondays.
And then right. First Fridays.
First Friday is the big shindig. It's first Friday of every month. We open a new show, a new exhibit, and we serve drinks and beverages and food for people who come in as guests. And it's I believe there are a lot of galleries and private places in town that do the same thing, but it's become a real tradition. And that's the time when everybody gets to see everybody they haven't seen for at least a month. So.
All right. Well, it's a lot of fun, and I would encourage you to keep that up. It's a great outreach. But I'm going to ask you also a money question, and you may have answered it already. Do you fundraise?
We do some fundraising, and it's very difficult because we're not a nonprofit.
Okay.
That is one of the major reasons we're looking at becoming a nonprofit.
All right. Because you have a notation, donations, 1,239, and that's an awfully big building with an awful lot of heating and air conditioning and lighting.
And you charge your tenants?
We pay for our own utilities. All of those costs come out of the pockets of the members. It comes out of the rent that each individual member pays. We have a box at the entrance where people in the public can drop in donations. That occurs on, well, it's there all the time, but it usually gets more donation. It fills up more during the First Friday events.
All right. excuse me. when you get your 501c3 designation, I'm hearing from an awful lot of 501c3s across town that this is a very difficult time to raise funds. So when I see a problem, I start looking for a solution. So if that becomes a problem, and I suspect it will, would you revisit this with us? There might be things the city can do to help not just your organization, but others around town.
One of the things we intend to do is we move ahead and start looking into the feasibility of becoming a nonprofit is to invite members of city council to join our, we have a subcommittee we're going to set up to see if any of you would be interested in actually sitting in on it or coming as a guest occasionally just to be brought up to date on what we're trying to do. That's only one of a number of things that we're looking at. We're getting ready to hire a new, or we'd like to try and hire a art director in the next year, and that would fit into everything else we're trying to do. But there are a lot of things we're trying to do in terms of changing the way we operate, along with the with getting the 501, was it C?
501c3,
yeah. But we would like to get input from city council, if possible, on a volunteer basis. We'll keep you informed as we move ahead.
Fundraising is an art. It's not as simple as it
sounds. Y'all are into the arts.
I'm bad at it, personally.
So that's why I brought it up.
Comments on the side? Any questions on the side?
I just have a quickie as we're heading this way. one is that I too encourage the 501c3, and I think that, you know, one of the ways that I look at it too is if you can raise money more from the general public, then you don't have to charge your tenants as much. So yeah, I'm sure they would appreciate it too, and it's a great thing to do. But in the meantime, I would like to suggest an amendment to the contract itself in item 10A, which is the one that Councillor Smith was referring to. Item VII, which is, I guess, 7, the failure by the tenant to maintain its status as a nonprofit, non-stock organization. I'd just like to eliminate that line. You know, I think that when you get it, we can revisit that, but for the moment, it's irrelevant, I think. We've been doing this for years.
So. Shows you how well I've been reading it.
Yeah.
the words nonprofit could also be deleted in the introductory paragraph.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kathy, do you have any comments?
No, I just appreciate the kind of the coordination of our policies and our intentions. I think it's ultimately a better foundation to be building relationships on so no one's confused later on. So I also want to applaud your independence as well from the city. Mm-hmm. It's been wonderful having this innovative collection of people that are self-governing. Even though I also support you moving forward with a 501c3, I encourage you to be and maintain your independence as much as possible, because that way you will not be finding that you're changing your whole approach to things in order to match the criteria that we might establish in an ABRT process, for example, which is appropriate in a lot of other cases. But you've been, this independent co-op, which is an incredible model that I just want to applaud you for having that staying power. And I, my kids have had classes there. I've taken classes there. Enjoy the Christmas season all the time going through that building. So thank you very much for the work you do. And I hope you're coordinating with the Charlottesville CREATE plan that was done with the Piedmont Council.
We are.
Okay.
I just wanted to make similar comments that you're an excellent organization, asset to our community. I fully support you guys.
Thank you very much.
Can I just make a couple suggestions? Because it's actually not completely independent from the city, because the city owns the building and you get a great rent for it, which is great. I mean, I'm not at all questioning that. But I believe we have one other relationship like this, which is Alamo County Historical Society. Is that comparable? My thinking, because
sure.
We own the building and
sure.
get and basically donate the space. I would love to see, because I know it's a priority for you all too, to see your list of renters and associates, which you have in your here, the demographic breakdown, mm-hmm. Of it, and not just by the standard race and heritage, and but by age as well. Mm-hmm. Because I know you're working on that, and mm-hmm. I think that it would be really a great promotional kind of tool for you all, and I know it would make us feel better. Right. But thank you. You do, you're a really valuable piece, and we can't wait for your 40th, and we hope we can all celebrate together.
Any other comments? If not,
I'd like to move that we renew the lease of the McGuffey Arts Center.
A second.
Any discussion?
With the amendment that I mentioned before.
Any other discussion? If not, vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.